Good morning, everyone. I'm Lars Bildsen, the director here at the KITP, and I welcome all of you to the conference. I can guarantee the room's going to be packed as the week goes by, so don't think you can put your something else in the chair adjacent to you, because it will be packed as the week goes by. I always like to start by asking, for how many of you is this morning your first time at the KITP? Raise your hand high.
Wow, that's impressive.
Right, so it's more than half or around half. I hear many people saying, wow, they're surprised. I'm not surprised at all. That is the number in this community even, as they say, which is a community that comes here often. It is the case at the KITP that pretty much half of the people here every year, it's their first time at the Institute. You may ask then, how do things happen? So our programs, of which this conference is a part of, arise from proposals from the community, from all of you, giving us ideas of what you think would be the right thing for us to be doing. That program process is underway right now for calendar year 20, help me out, Mark, 2020, 2021. Yes, so we're already booked. Is that my right, Mark, or am I shifted? Juan's reminding me, he's on the advisory board. Very good, that was a test, Juan, excellent. We're planning 2021, 2022. Yes, we do things that far in advance because for our programs, which are typically 10 weeks long, we want people to come for long stays. Long stay for us is a month or longer. And so to do that, we do plan far in advance. So if you have ideas of things you'd like to see happening beyond that period, please talk to myself, to Mark Boyk. Mark, can you raise your hand? Deputy Director. Obviously, Juan is on the advisory board right now, so Juan is all ears. I'm looking around. Former advisory board, Eva knows it well as a former advisory board member. John Preskill knows it well. Raise your hand if you're a former advisory board member or current. Veronica, Gary, Steve, Rob. So if you have an idea and want to figure out what's the process, please talk to any of us about that. It is a development effort where we take ideas and sometimes run with them as given, and sometimes morph them into something different, and sometimes take the idea and insert new leadership, which is a fun phone call I get to make about once a year. Okay, so that's how we do things, and this is a one-week conference associated with that, and most programs take advantage of that opportunity. Everything we do here is recorded, and so the speaker will be microphoned. When there is the question and answer session that will be run so ably by Juan as the session chair, please wait for the microphone to come to you so that we can get the question. Please hold the microphone like this. That would be our strong advice so that your question gets recorded as well as the answer. It is really important to us and we think to you that there's time for discussion. So Juan, as the first session chair, will set an example of how to run an excellent session so that there's time for questions, and that will, we think, lead to a much better conference in the end. So please respect that on both sides. If you're giving a talk, there are instructions to where to send your talk so we also can get it online. And typically, most of you know, things are pretty much online usually within a day or by the end of the day. So if you miss a talk, you can find it there. Should you need to find the internet, of course we have EduRoam, and then we have our Wi-Fi, which has had the same password since I think I came here in 1999. So if you need the internet, that's available to you. There's another program here right now, which is more of the particle phenomenology inflation crowd. They will think that all of the food out in the courtyard is for them. So the way to ensure that they don't get it is for you to wear your name tag. So we will be having to police that because there are so many. We want to be certain that all of you who've come here from far away get the food. So all the food for those of you who haven't been here, which is half of you, is in the courtyard. The breaks and the lunches and the dinners are all in the courtyard. So please do wear your name tag. Should you get locked out on a night of a dinner, because the building does close at 5, you can always enter back through the back of the courtyard. The caterers are going in and out. So if you get locked out, that's the easiest way to get in. If you plan to bring somebody, a spouse, children that we don't know about, please speak with Claudia today, and she will increase the headcount, and she will also collect the fee. Now, while I'm here, I need to acknowledge our wonderful staff. So Claudia, we should thank her right now. Claudia is our conference coordinator, and you always want to be on Claudia's good side. Craig Kunimoto will be helping out with IT, so thank you, Craig. We'll also be running the shuttle at the end of the talk on the last day and the end of dinner. So for those of you getting back and forth on the shuttle, we'll be running that shuttle. It looks like we just had another shuttle ride. I see a lot of arrivals. Okay. We have a code of conduct that's posted outside, but is also in your package. It's similar to codes of conduct you see everywhere, and we expect all of you to obey that. Should anybody run into a problem, please speak with me or Mark Bowick or Claudia or anybody you're comfortable with should you encounter any challenges. There's a seat right in front for you. I want to thank all of the coordinators. I want to thank Tom Faulkner, who's been the lead coordinator for the conference, so thank you, Tom. The other coordinators for the conference are Veronica, Juan, and Eva, so thank all of you for your efforts getting everybody here. And Zhi Dong is the lead coordinator for the program, and we have roughly a new protocol, which is the lead coordinator for the program is excused from any duties associated with the conference, which leads to interesting phenomenology. but I want to thank Zhi for his effort for the program. Okay, now that the seating is full, I still see 5 or 8 more seats left. Please ask you to turn off your cell phones or at least set them to silent or something. And otherwise, I'm going to declare victory on this and hand it over.